away for Encore. He was head of the research up there. And there was a club that the Encore people owned, and he got her to come up there as hostess one summer, just for fun.
Yeah, that does sound more like fun.
They did pay her a little bit. She said she laughs about it. Yeah. I think that's the only job she ever had.
Mm-hmm. So you were her second husband?
Yeah. When my second son was born, I lost my wife.
Mm-hmm. Could you tell me about your first wife, where she was from and so forth?
She was born at Broken Arrow, Alabama, across the river over here on plantation.
Broken Arrow? I never heard of that. Is it the name of a plantation?
That's the name of the train station.
Train station, okay.
Well, that's what they call that plantation, too.
Is it near a town?
No, it's just about 10 miles down the railroad on the other side over there near Brickyard, Alabama.
Never heard of that one either.
It's in Russell County.
In what county?
Russell County.
Russell County. Mm-hmm. All right.
She moved here when she was... Her father died and my mother-in-law and all six children moved up in 1913.
Mm-hmm. How much school did she have?
She finished at Randolph-Macon.
Okay.
And she went to high school here.
Did she ever work?
Yeah. As soon as she got out of Randolph-Macon, she taught school at Fort Benning. I don't think very long. She didn't like it.
Yeah, I can understand that.
I don't remember then. She told me about it.
Mm-hmm. Was she active in clubs and so forth?
Yeah. This is Junto, whatever they call it. She was a charter member of the Junior League. Some garden club, perennial, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
She died in 1939.
Okay. Were her parents from the same part of Alabama?
Yeah, mm-hmm. One of them was from Hutchburg, Georgia, which is not far from the plantation. I think Mr. Flournoy was born down there, too.
Hutchburg?
H-U-R-T-S. D-Y-R-O.
Okay. I'm glad you know how to spell all these things, because I don't know if I could find them. Well, could you tell me a little bit about Columbus? Whether it's changed much during your lifetime, how people earn their livings here? You mentioned textiles.
Oh, yeah. It's changed plenty. When I was born, there wasn't but 20,000 people here.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, 17,000. And there was about 30% colored.
Mm-hmm.
And the main industries here were pertaining to cotton,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
on account of the rebel boats bringing cotton.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Naval stores and so forth. And you probably knew every, I call it decent, that's the wrong word, of course, every equal person in town.
Mm-hmm.
It was so small.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it started growing after the First World War. We got Fort Benny here in 1914.
Oh.
And it's an industrial town. In fact, the Chattahoochee River is the father of the whole town.
Mm-hmm.
They came here. The town was laid out on account of the Chattahoochee River, water power.
Mm-hmm.
And the Eagle Phoenix Mill was the number one industry in Columbus. You either associated with the Eagle Phoenix Mills or kindred jobs that it supported. That was the main source of income. And it had other mills sprung up. And then we had ironworks here, and little ironworks sprung up from the big ironworks. And that's the way things generally happen.
Mm-hmm.
If you have one school desk company, somebody gets mad and starts another school desk company. Somebody builds cotton gins, and they get mad and pull out and form a centennial gin.
Mm-hmm.
So we get two instead of one. That's the way it goes. Most of these ironworks run in the same way.
What's the population now?